24. The Boy with the Iron Shoulders. A young man named Oppy slept restlessly on a cot in a military tent he shared with several other soldiers. He dreamed of his home, far, far away in London. Over a year earlier, he had been inside a giant that walked across London and swung its metal fists at the Parliament buildings. He was one of many children chained to the giant to make it work, and he had only blurred memories of those events. If he didn't know better, he would have said that none of it had happened. It had been a nightmare, a horrible flight of imagination. But the bolts that stuck out through the skin of his shoulders proved otherwise, as did memories of a red-headed witch with a metal hand and an evil white-haired doctor who had poked and prodded and made him drink potions that had changed him. When he closed his eyes at night, he saw the hideous pair lurking in the darkness, so he rarely slept well. He had been removed from the broken body of the giant, set on the ground and given chocolate. He recalled talking to Mr. W., a detective type who'd had a room at the Red Boar, Oppy's place of employment. Oppy had been taken away in a carriage to be poked and prodded some more, then questioned by men in black uniforms and an old, gruff man named Mr. Sockrats or some such name. And later, Oppy was poked and prodded by other, friendlier doctors. Within a week, they had cut the tops from his bolts, patched him up, and sent him home to his mum. He enjoyed 6 weeks of bliss and magic. His mum suddenly didn't have to work because of something she called shush money. So she stayed home, and Oppy went to school, actually went to school, the place Mr. W. had said he should attend. He'd started to read his first words, and the best part was that his father was growing stronger each day. His father had been yellow with some sickness that had crawled down his throat, but his mother could now buy medicines and pay a doctor. Within a week, his dad had got up and walked and laughed and rubbed Oppy's head and said, "My boy, my boy." And Mum had told Oppy that he had a brother or sister who would be delivered by a stork. A stork, of all things. He didn't understand exactly where the stork was from, but his mother kept rubbing her tummy. One morning he awoke to his mother shouting for the doctor, but his dad was already cold and yellow and dead. Then Oppy got sick, too. His shoulders grew bulkier. His feet and his hands outgrew the rest of his body. Then the rest of his body began to catch up. Sometimes he'd grow an inch in height overnight. And his temper grew, too. He wouldn't remember his tantrums, but would awake up to broken chairs or dishes or pots lying all around him, his mum huddled like a frightened bird in the corner. The men in black uniforms returned, along with Mr. Sockrats, who told Mum that he was changing because of the potion Britain's enemies gave him. It was affecting his body and his mind, making him age. He didn't understand, but he had to go with the men to a secret fortress. His mum hugged him and said she'd see him again when he was all better. They put him in the back of a carriage, and thus began a journey that would take him away, far, far over the ocean.